Thank you, cast.
This is a very visual gospel, so I wanted you to get a flavor of what it might be like to be in that crowd as Jesus is healing, to be amazed as he reaches out and as other people try to get hold of him, to get some sense of how excited and really important it was to have Jesus in your town. The whole town gathered outside. What is it like to be healed by Jesus? There are lots of healing stories in the Bible, in the Gospels especially. Jesus saw it as one of his primary missions. And so we have a couple of clues as to his real identity and his hopes for us in these healing stories. We had two back-to-back. I started out with a little snip from last weekend because Jesus starts in Capernaum by going to the synagogue, and there's a demon-possessed man there and who starts spouting off in the middle of church, "Get out of here, Jesus!" And he tells the demon, "Come out of this man," and he is healed. The demons know who he is. Interesting. And right after, he goes over to Peter's house, and there his mother-in-law is flattened in bed with a fever. Have you ever had a high fever? It's just no fun, is it? You can't do anything when you've got a high fever. You feel like you've just been flattened on your bed. And so we can imagine her with the flu or some kind of fever disease, just, you know, not wanting to do anything. And he goes and he takes her by the hand. He touches her. A sick person, you are not supposed to do that. I don't recommend necessarily going out and touching every sick person you meet, but Jesus felt it was important. We don't have any kind of stories where he just kind of goes, "Be healed, everybody, just get better." No magic wands, no magic words, no hand waving. No, he goes right up to a person, touches them, takes their hand, and says, "Be healed of your infirmity." So that happens to Peter's mother-in-law. And at once, she begins to serve them. Well, isn't it just like a guy? Heal the mother-in-law and ask her to make lunch. Is that what's going on in this story? No. Thank you, Chloe. I think we have a clue as to what healing means for someone, that what she does next is want to serve them. People get healed physically from various diseases, germs, problems in their physical body, and the response is not necessarily to want to jump up and do something in service. Have you known people who kind of get physically healed of their symptoms, but they have never quite gotten over being sick? You know, there's always something wrong. And I think when we're healed by God, our response is to want to serve in response, to go out and do something good for the world. Not to just say, "I'm better, I'm just going to keep it to myself," but to go out and serve someone else. So healing frees us for service. Freeing us from demons, healing us for service. That, I think, is huge in this ministry that Jesus carries out in the world of healing. And certainly the world needs plenty of healing, doesn't it? There are so many places where if only someone would bring good news and mean it, if only someone could get in there with a group of people and make a difference. But who am I, really? I'm just one person. I don't have enough strength, energy, youth, money, name it, to do anything different for them. There, I think, is a demon that has infected so many people who see discouraging things. I'm not really good enough to do anything about that. I don't have what it takes. I'm too old. I'm too young. Jesus wants to heal us from those demons as well. To say, when I take something bad out of you and replace it with the good energy of the Holy Spirit, you are able to serve, to make a difference, to go out and deal with these problems we see around us. That's why I think this is a great gospel for Scouting Sunday, because scouts, don't they tell you, you will make a difference? Isn't that part of the scouting movement? By learning these things, it's not just so that you can go home and say, oh, I've got patches, you don't. Isn't it to do something with them? Isn't it to be prepared to serve the world? So when you meet somebody having a crisis, or when you find yourself in a strange place, you know, I'm ready for this. I can do this. I am a scout, or I am a Christian. Jesus frees us to be ready to serve. There are plenty of demons who would tell us otherwise, however, and that's what we need to be on the lookout for. There are demons who will say, don't trust that person. What might they do? Or don't go into that hospital to visit someone. What might you catch? Or don't go up to that person. You've never met them before. I don't care how sick they look. Or, well, you can't possibly go overseas and do something different with your life. Yes, you can. But it takes that awareness that we don't go alone and we don't go unprepared. If God is going to send us into a place to make a difference, would he send us alone? It's like the scout. Would the scoutmaster send you into a place by yourself unprepared? Of course not. He'd send a team. He'd make sure you know what you're doing. Jesus has the same kind of marching orders. I don't want to make Jesus the great scoutmaster in the sky. That's not quite fair. But the principles of any good organization are there. By caring together, we make a difference. By being brave and taking a risk, we do more than we thought we ever could. By being healed by God, we can serve. There's the message of the gospel, and Jesus couldn't let it just stick in Capernaum. He had to keep going. Oh, they all wanted a piece of him. They're all gathered at the door. I want my healing. Don't leave without healing me. Jesus seemed to say, I've got the good work started. Peter's mother-in-law, formerly demon-possessed guy, whole bunch of other people, you've gotten it started. Go out and do your part. I've got to go other places. We are the ones who have got it started, and now it's our mission to go like Peter's mother, get up and start serving, not because the boys want a sandwich before the game, but because it's how we love them. Not because we're called to be a doctor necessarily, but we know that anyone who is sick really likes to have a visit, to have a prayer, to have some company. To go not because we know we can do it single-handedly, but because we know together the world will be better for us. Thank you to all those who bring that message, to our young people as scouts, to our hospitals, nursing homes, as emissaries of goodwill. To all of you who will leave this building and find ways, wherever you go, to make a difference. In Jesus' name.